I will have some opening comments about this passage, and then we will read it, and then we will pray. The particular verse in this passage that we'll be centering on is verse 11 of chapter 53. We're looking at the servant song of Jesus Christ, which begins in chapter 2, verse 13, and travels on to the end of chapter 53. But verse 11 in the first part is what our message will be on. He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. We experience the waves of his blessings, but the Lord Jesus experienced the waves of his wrath. All your waves and billows have gone over me, it says in Jonah chapter 2, verse 3. Lamentations 1:12 says, behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. As we come to our reading of the passage today, may I ask you to be looking for two things: his sufferings and his satisfaction, or his triumphs. This servant song is found, according to S. Lewis Johnson, the late professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, to be in five stanzas of three verses each. That's 15 verses. The first stanza would be considered to be the preamble, where the Lord overviews the whole song. You'll see in it, those three verses, his suffering and his triumphs, or his satisfaction. In it, you will notice quickly both the sufferings and satisfaction or triumphs of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the next stanza, verses 1 through 3, you will note how our Savior was overlooked and misunderstood and despised. In verses 4 through 6, you will see how he suffered upon the cross for us. In verses 7 through 9, you'll see some of the details of that cross and his burial. And then in verses 10 through 12, the final stanza from which we will be considering most today, you will see his seven triumphs. So today we will be centering on the first part of verse 11. Let us read God's word in Isaiah 52, verse 13, noting his sufferings and his satisfaction. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high, just as many were astonished at you. So his visage, or his face, was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them, they shall see. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form or comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions.